Given that a number of common household foods, such as chocolate and pecans, are far more toxic to dogs than marijuana is, using our pets to justify drug prohibition is a questionable line of reasoning at best. Though the anti-drug lobby has largely succeeded in fostering an irrational culture of fear when it comes to drugs, there have been a few legislative steps in the right direction. At the end of May 2014, even pro-pot advocates were taken aback when the House passed an amendment to the appropriations bill that would prevent the DEA and federal prosecutors from targeting medical marijuana in states where it is legal. While pushback from entrenched anti-pot forces was expected as the appropriations process moved along, passage of the amendment clearly showed a major shift in the thinking of House members who supported it in a bipartisan vote of 219 to 189. And in late 2014, Congress, in narrow votes, both in the House and Senate, approved the Continuing Resolution Omnibus Bill, funding the government, that included a de facto declaration of truce in the War on Drugs marijuana front. Included in the legislation to be signed into law by President Obama was a clause forbidding the spending of federal money to prosecute pot possession and sales in states that have approved medical marijuana. The bill stated, "None of the funds made available in this act to the Department of Justice, which includes the FBI, may be used with respect to the states of Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, District of Columbia, Florida, Hawaii, Illinois, Iowa, Kentucky, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Tennessee, Utah, Vermont, Washington, and Wisconsin, to prevent such states from implementing their own state laws that authorize the use, distribution, possession, or cultivation of medical marijuana." Yet, overall, the federal government has not been progressive when it comes to drug policy. Instead, the states have taken the lead. The Pew Research Center reported that between 2009 and 2013, 40 states moved to ease severe mandatory drug laws. In August 2013, there was a shift in federal policy. Attorney General Eric Holder announced that the Justice Department would not challenge states that have legalized use of small amounts of marijuana or medical marijuana if the states enacted strict measures to keep the drugs away from minors and took steps to regulate them. But the actions of the feds belied Holder's words. Even while pledging not to interfere with states that decriminalized pot, federal officers continued to raid pot shops in California.